now we go over to our friend film critic, Peter Malone, who heads the film office at CIGNIS, the World Catholic Association for Communication. Today he tells us about an intelligent and well-paced thriller with discussions about issues and ideas. Hello, Peter, and welcome.
Hello, Linda. Thank you.
I was very impressed by the list of films you sent, branching out into all areas. I must say, you do see the most diverse films I can think of. There's everything here from thrillers to supernaturals to animation to biographies.
I just line up for whatever's released each week, and if I'm here, they're the ones that I see.
So we're starting with a very exciting-looking thriller, The International.
Welcome. Please enter your PIN number.
Well, The International stars Clive Owen, who also is in another film which we may get time to discuss called Duplicity. And the critics are all very sympathetic to Clive Owen these days because they thought that perhaps he should have become the new James Bond instead of Daniel Craig.
Oh, well, Daniel Craig seems to be doing such a good job of it.
He does, but they all said that in The International it proves that Clive Owen could have been James Bond just as well.
He's very simpatico, I must say.
He is, although I found, say, 5 or 6 years ago, if he smiled in a film, you wondered whether, you know, he was ill or something like that. But gradually, perhaps his career is going so well, he does smile slightly more than he used to. But in this one, of course, he has to go into action most of the time, and he does that particularly well.
Now, this film is very topical, isn't it, in this day and time of credit crunch and evil bankers.
2 years ago, we began receiving intelligence regarding the International Bank of Business and Credit. Anyone that's ever been in a position to move against this bank has either ended up dead or disappeared.
Evil bankers, certainly. And these evil bankers, at least in the film, are in Luxembourg. So I presume they have a certain amount of protection. But it's about espionage as well. Industrial espionage and crooked ways of bankers these days.
You are accusing the world's largest bank of conspiracy and murder. But there is no evidence.
Well, I watched the trailer, I must confess, and it's very enticing. It begins with, you give them your money, you trust them. What if they use your money for something else? Can you tell us what is it about?
It's better if they use it for something else rather than losing it, I think, as they seem to have been doing with billions lately. I'm afraid what this bank is doing is arms dealing.
Well, General, we can offer you much more. Weapons, intelligence, enough logistical support to stage a successful coup.
But in exchange for what?
And I gather it's based on a true story of a Pakistani in the 80s. Who did this kind of thing with his bank and then, of course, was discovered. But the evil thing about it is not only the arms deals, but the bankers feel that if they have, say, an African country to whom they sell arms in a contract, then they can control them. And if there are to be coups and uprisings, the bank can wield quite an influence.
The IBBC has purchased billions of dollars worth of silkworm missiles from the People's Republic of China.
We can't allow anyone to put our agenda at risk.
They control everything.
How would you like us to proceed?
Send a message.
So the ramifications of the investigation in the film and the various killing off of various witnesses that happens during it is quite topical in terms of the bank as well as wars in various parts of the world today.
So the money men are the new villains, right? And basically,
yes.
The story is a quest for truth and justice.
It is. It's to try to expose and, I suppose, bring to light these dealings. Clive Owen's character actually works for Interpol, and he works in cahoots with the FBI in the United States, especially in the person of Naomi Watts.
What do they know about you that I don't?
I know that there has to be a way to bring down this bank.
Which actually doesn't lead to a romance, in case anybody's thinking that would be nice to mellow the story. So rather, it is a whole lot of investigation in quite a number of cities, which makes it very interesting, and a beautiful climax, so to speak, and an unexpected one on rooftops in Istanbul.
Well, actually, in the review you sent me, your own review, of course, you speak of the impressive photography contained in this film and of the incredible shots of a whole series of international cities.
It is, and I think the director, who's a German, Tom Tykwer, who made films like Run, Lola, Run and Kieslowski's script for Heaven with Cate Blanchett, he has a very visual sense, and the photography of the buildings and, say, the first sequences in the main station in Berlin, and so you have a very strong sense of modern buildings and atmosphere and the glass buildings, for instance, of the bank in Luxembourg, and some wonderful shots of New York City and chases through New York City. So you have that strong international sense.
I saw some wonderful shots of the Guggenheim Museum as well.
Well, that's actually where, I suppose, the, what do they call it in English? The pièce de résistance, where that takes place. It's an extraordinary shootout. I'd love to know how they did it in terms of reconstructing a set like the interior of the Guggenheim, because a fair amount of it gets shot at and destroyed. But it's a very tense action sequence which gets the adrenaline going. So, yes, I thought the International had a lot of things going for it.
You don't have the authority to arrest me.
Who said anything about arresting you?